tranquility to treaties. The fraud. It was only a minor transaction, but it would free Dave for the best part of the fishing season, peace and tranquility. He transmitted his transcript to the Department of the Treasury, DOT, and then went home to wait for the response. It came the next day. Dave was suddenly transmuted into a rich man. The treaties he had forged was all the documentation the DOT needed to transfer millions of dollars to his bank account. Every item appeared transparent and legitimate, so they transcended normal procedures and gave him the money. And it all looked legal. To keep anyone from noticing his sudden wealth, Dave made the transition very smooth. He transported his items to another location, telling his neighbors he was in transit to a new job, and then he moved away. For his relatives, he had to transform himself even slower. He didn't want anyone to raise any questions. It felt like he was trapped for several years, but eventually they all bought his explanation of making a living off of the stock market. Soon he was spending his days lying transverse across a boat while trawling for big fish in the Caribbean. His relatives even began to look forward to getting gifts from him as he traversed remote parts of the world. They even enjoyed finding people to translate the messages he sent in other languages. When he transcribed the music of a remote Malaysian tribe, it was even performed by his nephew, who he had supported to become a conductor. No one suspected that he was a fraud. Never.